us to seek, Lord, and to find you. And Lord, we come to this place seeking you, seeking a blessing from you, Lord, seeking to honor Jesus, to lift up the name of Jesus before the world. Lord, we come to you and we worship you today. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we know that you love us and care for us. And for that we are grateful and thankful, Lord, that we have a God who cares for us. We have a God who made us family and loves us as your dearly beloved children. Lord, we come this morning wanting to be filled, wanting to have our batteries recharged for you, Lord, that when we leave this place today, we can go out and fight evil, come against Satan in the world, and lift up Jesus to this world. Lord, be with us today. Lord, honor our worship of you today. Accept that worship, Lord, because we offer everything that we do today. We offer it in the name of Jesus, who is your Son and our Savior and our Lord. Amen.
Well, we opened our service last Sunday saying the Lord's Prayer together, and I like that so much. We're going to do it again this morning. If you are able to stand, we are going to say the Lord's Prayer together, and then we are going to sing our hymns. Please stand with me if you're able. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
1 Chronicles 29:10 through 11. Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all, and we exalt you this morning in this place. We are going to sing Majesty. It's hymn number 122 in the hymnals, and the words will be on the screen, and then we're going to sing Holy Ground, which is 114. Worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from His own unto His own. Worship His Majesty.
King of all kings.
Our King of kings is here among us, because he says and he promises, when two or more gather in my name, there I am with you. His spirit is in this place this morning. His spirit is in all of us. And we are standing on holy ground.
We are standing.
So much for giving us the privilege to come into your place of worship and to worship your holy name. We are not worthy. Our lips are not worthy of speaking your name or your praises, but you have us do it anyway. And you honor that. You honor our praises. You make us holy because you are holy, not because we are holy. We love you and we praise you, and we are just so grateful to be your children. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Well, announcements this morning. Got kind of a few. Tuesday morning, our breakfast group meet at the Jacks in Trustful on Deerfoot Parkway and Highway 11 at 9:30 a.m. Wednesday night is a little different this week. We are having our board meeting beginning at 6 p.m. and then we'll have Bible study, studying the book of Daniel.
If we have time.
True. Sunday school is on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and our worship service at 11 here in the worship center. Our fall festival was yesterday, and I will take a moment just to thank everybody who came and supported and worked. And it was a success. Jane said we had, by count of the people who registered, 155 come through. But we think there were more because not everybody took the time to fill out the card or didn't come through the right entrance. The Lord blesses, and we give him all the glory.
And we got this many people that wants prayer or contact.
Yes.
About the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll be going through the prayer and
yes.
requests and divvying them out or having a prayer service, or we'll honor their request for prayer. All right. Coming up next weekend is the St. Clair County Cowboy Church's Walk Worthy Women's Conference. There's information on the back table if you're interested. Charge conference will be Wednesday, November 6th at 6:30 p.m. And that will be, are we going to do it in the fellowship
hall? We don't know
yet. Yeah, we don't know
Barry yet. Hasn't said he wants to have worship or wants to just meet.
It'll either be in the fellowship hall or it'll be in the worship center. But Wednesday the 6th. Also coming up November 7th through the 10th is the Epiphany at Becca in Roebuck. There's a sign-up sheet on the back for the prayer vigil. We can lift that, the Epiphany, up in prayer. Pray for the Lord to be preparing the hearts of those who will be attending now, and paving the way for them to see His glory. Sunday, November 10th, will be our Harvest Sunday for the Thanksgiving meals for our food pantry recipients. And also, we'll be recognizing Veterans Day that Sunday, the 10th. Richard Marsh from Three Hots and a Cot will be sharing with us during the morning service about what they do for our veterans. The next game night is Friday, November the 15th at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Operation Christmas Child. It's time for me to be getting serious about Operation Christmas Child. We have the boxes over here in the corner. Several of you picked your boxes up last Sunday. Thank you. There's more available if you would like to participate. Just a little information about Operation Christmas Child through Samaritan's Purse. Since 1993, over 220 million children have received shoeboxes in more than 170 countries and territories across the world. This is an expression of God's love through the power of these simple shoeboxes. I do have a video for us to see this morning. It's a very short clip.
Children open their boxes, you can hear the laughter, the cheer.
Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." I want the children to know that Jesus Christ is alive, and He'll come into each and every heart that invites Him.
The mission of Operation Christmas Child is to share the gospel with children around the world.
Because we bring gift to the children, the mothers and the fathers accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
This boxes gives us a chance to show them that there is a light, there is a truth.
Millions of children around the world are being impacted by these simple shoebox gifts. So we need to keep packing those boxes and continue to pray for the children around the world as we begin to disciple them. God bless you. Thank you.
Have some more videos coming up the next few weeks where they have testimonies of children who've received those boxes and what that's done in their lives. If you have any questions or want any help doing your shopping, just let me know, and I'll be glad to share whatever we can. Coming up December 8th is another Harvest Sunday for the Christmas meal boxes for our food pantry recipients. Still collecting items for the Love Lady Center. That box is in the back. Also collecting food items for our food pantry recipients, and that box is also in the back. I will also mention, we did have some candy left over from yesterday. If you have a bunch of trick-or-treaters, don't go buy candy, just grab some as you walk out the door. So that's just there for anybody to pick up and take. Upper rooms are on the back information table for you to use as daily devotions. Our announcements go out on Fridays through email. If you have anything you would like in the announcements, you can just let the church office know, let Cindy know. Also, prayer requests. If you have anything that you would like on the prayer request or list, and or anything you want us to change, just let us know. You can email clayfellowshipchurch@gmail.com, leave a message on the voice machine, or let Cindy know. So our next hymn this morning is The Solid Rock, and I did a word search for rock through the Bible, and there's a lot of verses about the rock, but these are the few that I picked out. Deuteronomy 32:4, He is the rock, His works are perfect, and all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He. 2 Samuel 22, verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. 2 Samuel 22:47. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be my God, the rock, my Savior. Psalm 42, verse 2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Psalm 62:2. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. That rock is our Jesus. And we praise him this morning that he is our rock and he is our redeemer, and on him we can stand. So if you're able and willing, please stand with me as we sing The Solid Rock. It's hymn number 436 in the hymnal.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Oh, Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is seeking sand. All other is seeking sand. When darkness fills his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is seeking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Praise him, we have the rock for us to stand on. You may be seated. So Terry was telling us that Ricky and Ronnie are on their way here, but the reason they're late is they're carrying a friend of theirs' daughter to the hospital because their mother, Terry Misso, has been in a very bad car accident. So they asked that we pray for Terry this morning.
We're going to be doing something different this morning. I'm going to come down here. We got a basket over here at the altar, at the foot of the altar. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray for this. How many people in the accident? It's a neighbor. Okay. Well, God knows, right? And in fact, that's what we're going to be talking about, intercessory prayer in a minute. God knows who what we should pray for and who we should pray for, doesn't he? He knows the answer. But here we are. You still bring your prayer request and put them in the basket anytime. Well, we're going to stop right now. We're going to have prayer. We're going to pray for these special requests. Pray for God's blessing. Remember what we're praying for? An anointing and an outpouring in us and through our church. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we come this morning. We lift up each and every prayer request, Lord. Those that are in this basket and those that are on our hearts. Especially, Lord, lift up this family that has been in this accident this morning. Lord, we pray for answered prayer. We pray, Lord, that you will touch lives, that you will save lost souls. Most of all, that you'll use us, Lord, in your kingdom. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for answering prayers. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right this moment in the lives of each person, each prayer request. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. How many of you, or have maybe none of you, have you ever had trouble praying? You don't know what to ask for? You don't know what's best? Huh? I've been in that situation. Hey, had to get around the cross. I couldn't see Miss Martha. I guess it was 10 years ago or more. We were at between a rock and a hard place and didn't know where God was leading us. And goodness, we spent 8 months praying. Lord, I don't know what to pray for, but I'm here. Here am I, use me. And maybe you've been in that same boat. You don't know what's best. I mean, some people, they got their act together and they know exactly, I'm going to pray for this. But sometimes we're not always correct, are we? Things we ask for is not for the best of our interest and not the best of our loved ones that we're praying for. God may have a better plan. But today we're going to talk about those times that when we can't pray, we don't know what to pray for, God's Holy Spirit takes over and He intercedes for us. I want to read again to us our scripture verse that I read last week. It's kind of our text for this whole series. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Last week, I hope we learned something important about prayer. That when we've gone to the Father in prayer, in the correct way, and we have God's peace, and that peace, as the Scripture said, was going to guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. But we also spoke about there are different, you know, raise your hand. I say no hands. But we had to repent of our sins, and that's another prayer. Prayer of agreement, you know. I wish we had more of that, don't you? Prayer of agreement, and there's other types of prayers that we can think of. Many of them mentioned in the Word of God. There's no one type of prayer that's the best pray to prayer. I mean, even the disciples, they didn't know how to pray or what to ask for. And Jesus, they said, Jesus, tell us. Give us a way to pray. And that's what the prayer we prayed this morning was the result of that question from the disciples. I'd like to point out to us again this morning, as our title of this series is, prayer changes things. Amen? Amen. Prayer does not, though, change God. Hear me out. Prayer to, if you think you're going to get God to come over to your way of thinking, you may as well forget it right now. We know from His Word there is no change in God. No change, no variation in Him. The Word says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, our circumstances can change, right? Kind of like weather in Alabama. But our situations can change. Even our faithfulness to God can change. It can waver, right? But God doesn't change. And that's a good thing to know, at least for me. I've heard people preach that prayer moves God. And I just cringe. I don't believe that's an accurate way of looking at prayer. The truth is, God's already moved on our behalf. Apostle Paul talks about it in Ephesians, where he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us," has, past tense, "blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." We've already been blessed with all the blessings of God. All we have to learn and do is learn how to receive those blessings. And that's the reason we go into the Word. We receive them according to God's Word. Prayer is one of those very special spiritual blessings that God has given us to accomplish this. And folks, our prayer life is all because of Jesus. Before Jesus, they had to have a man, a priest, to go into the Holy of Holies once a year. And prayers were given for all the people, for the people of Israel, once a year. But thanks be unto God, when Jesus came, you and I were made priests. And we have access now to the Father. Truth is, faith receives those things that have already been accomplished in the spiritual realm. It's our faith. It manifests themselves in our natural world. I don't use it very much, but there's a translation called the New English Translation. And Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith gives substance to our hopes and makes us certain of realities we do not see." Some of you may remember King James says this, that is another way of saying that we are processing out the very will of God. Simple way of saying it, we're working it out. We're working out His will and bringing His will into existence in our lives and here on this earth. There are times when we just don't know, at least for me, I don't know the correct way to pray. I don't know what to pray for. But then there's other times when I know what I need. I know what the will of God is for my life or the situation, and it's clear to me. I understand exactly what words to say. Now, example of that is we know because the Scripture says that God's will is for every person to be saved. Come to the knowledge of Jesus as their Savior and Lord. To me, God's will is completely understood in that kind of situation. So, you don't need to pray, God, if it be thy will, let cousin Betty Sue or Billy Bob come to know Christ. You don't need to pray that. Because His will is known, it's understood. He wants everyone to be saved. The Word says that what you should pray is, God, send laborers for the harvest. Because we got to remember that we don't do anything, it's God. God is the one that does the harvesting, not us. Not us. We know that in order to be saved, you have to hear the Word of God. Well, we've talked about this several times. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 says, How then shall they call upon Him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? But how do we pray when God's will is not clearly understood by us? You might be seeking direction in your life. You may want to have some wisdom in dealing with a situation. You may be praying for a situation to be resolved, and you don't know what the best outcome is. You just don't have the answer. You don't know what to pray. Now, this is not the same kind of prayer as to where God's will is clearly known and understood. Faith always comes from clearly knowing and understanding the will of God. That's important for us. I'm talking about today Holy Spirit revealed knowledge. Not our cognitive ability. Because we can be wrong. I hate to tell some of you that. Diane tells me you're a legend in your own mind, Fred. Sometimes we are, aren't we? Faith is necessary for salvation. Just like faith for all of God's promises comes in the same way. So how can we pray in faith when we don't have that clarity? Anybody here knows God's will for your life? Any of you think you know? Sometimes we do, don't we? Think this is the right way. We make decisions every day thinking we're in the will of God. But now, when we're at a loss and don't know what to pray, Brother Fred, what do we pray? And I think that's a fair question to ask. And it deserves a fair answer. Well, I got good news for you. This book right here in front of me that I got my hand on, it covers every situation that you'll ever have in your life or ever have had in your life. I'm so thankful that God didn't leave us hanging, aren't you? That's why it's important to know the correct way to pray. The 8th chapter of Romans discusses this very well. This seeking a type of prayer that will allow God's will and purpose to be done and asked for. And what we read, that once we do that, once we ask in the right way, ask for the right thing, then faith builds and grows in our hearts. You know, faith always comes, at least for me, when I know the will of God. When I know where God is leading me. You say, well, Brother Fred, that's not faith at all. That's knowledge. But my willingness to step out is greater when I feel that peace of knowing I'm in the will of God. Another way of saying this is to say that we must get what I call revelation knowledge. That supernatural knowledge of God's will. How in the world are we going to get that? Well, God's got that plan too. It's called intercession. Intercessory prayer. It's a means of like processing what we were talking about earlier. Processing the plan of God. It's bringing the will and purpose of God to fulfillment in our lives. And it happens through the Holy Spirit. I told Stacy, I titled my sermon this morning is the who, what, where, and how of intercessory prayer. And I hope we get there. I hope we get there. Look down at Romans 8:26. I would love to read the whole chapter, but we just don't have time. But here's some key verses for us in terms of prayer. Paul says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? Helps. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession. There's that word. For us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27 says, now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession. Again, that word. For the saints. That's important. Intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And then verse 28, which we all know and sometimes misuse. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. I like that word helps in verse 26. It's what I was taught, that's a compound Greek word. And it actually literally means joins in to help us. Or another way I read that it said, to take hold with us together against our weaknesses. Another way of thinking about it is to cooperate. Not the long word, one word, but two words. To cooperate. To assist us. That's the purpose of His Holy Spirit living in us. Now be honest with me this morning. Have you always thought of the Holy Spirit in that way? That He was there as your helper? That He was going to walk with you? He was going to cooperate with you? Walk with you? The Word of God here in Romans. Paul's talking about the Holy Spirit interceding for our wants. No. For God's will to be done. At the times when we don't know what to pray. And we don't know exactly what the will of God is. Well, can you believe that? God's got a plan for everything, doesn't He? For us, to take care of us, to help us. And this is what we're talking about this morning, the prayer of intercession. The prayer to bring God's will and God's purpose to pass in and through our lives. Well, did you know God's will could be done through you? You're special. The Holy Spirit knows the will and purpose of God when we don't. Well, why, Brother Fred? Why does He know that? Because He is God. He's one of the three persons of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is God living in you. And when you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, He's going to intercede for you. He will lead us, intercede for us according to the will of the Father. He's also going to direct us in our prayer. He leads. He directs. Folks, to me, that tells me we can't do it on our own. We need that help. We have to tune in to the Holy Spirit. We have to allow ourselves to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. For us to accomplish praying in the will of God. We can't pray in this way without the help of the Holy Spirit. There's no way. Now there will be times when we will be directed to pray for others. I can tell you honestly, many times in my life that I haven't known what to pray for. At least what outcome to pray for, okay? Now, possibly it's just none of my business, you know? God doesn't want me there. But there's other times when God shows me, He shows me exactly what to pray for. That's when it's easier to pray, isn't it? When you know. When we are praying this way, whether we know or whether we don't know, we'll be praying in the will of God through the help of the Holy Spirit, the direction of the Holy Spirit. And that's going to bring God's will into play in your life and my life. We'll be praying according to God's purpose. Many times, and I hope most of the time, when you've been praying this way for a while, you'll get a sense of release. You ever been there? A sense of peace. I want to encourage you, when you're burdened to pray, pray. And keep on praying until you have that release, until you have that peace. Oh, back to that key verse again. Prayer changes things, doesn't it? Don't be anxious about praying or about life or about the situations, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then he says, that's when the peace is going to come. Peace is going to be there. When you receive that release, that's when God's peace comes. The peace of God will keep your heart, he says, and your mind in Christ Jesus. God guards our everything, our every being. I like that. I like to know that he guards me in my spirit. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, whatever obstacle I'm facing, whatever trouble I'm experiencing, God is there. And I'm so thankful for that supernatural peace. This world can't give. Only God can. And that's God's way. That peace is God's way of showing us we prayed through. You know? I never hear that talked about much anymore. About praying through. Remember growing up as a little kid. Well, I wasn't a little kid. I was a fat, short kid. You pray through. You ever heard the old people talk about that? We just prayed through. They stayed on their knees till they got that peace. They knew that at that point, they were accomplishing the will of God. You know that your prayer is truly being effective. Remember what he said? The prayer of a righteous man avails much. So that means it accomplishes a little? No! That word is much. To me, an effective prayer is one that gets results. Don't you like your prayers to be answered? I've had so many people question that statement, though. I just don't think God answers my prayers. And I have to remind them, God has three answers for us. Yes, no, and not yet. You know? We may be in that not yet category. What a blessing to me. Romans 8:28 is though. We know that everything works for good to them who love the Lord. Works together. Not just some isolated thing that might happen to you. But it works together for good to those who love God. To those people who are called according to His purpose. Wow. You can see an end result in this kind of prayer. You see evidence of the interceding. You see, when we pray, when we are interceded by the Holy Spirit, God hears us. And He says, in all things, we should pray. Now, folks, some people have told me they didn't want to bother God with their small things. But I think He wants to know everything about us. Well, He already knows everything about us, but He wants to hear from you. He wants your request to be made known to Him. All things, He says. Say it with me. All things. Say it. Let's do it again. If you pray, all things will work together. to fulfill God's purpose in your life. You see, it's God's purpose that the Holy Spirit pray for us and with us. And He can bring those things to pass. Right? They'll happen. They'll happen. Let me repeat myself. You can't truly have faith for something unless you know and understand God's will. Anybody disagree with that? Now, this is an instance where many times you won't know in your mind what God's specific will is. However, your spirit has reached out and taken hold of that answer. It's grasped the reality through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, praying in the Spirit brings that supernatural enlightenment in you. It helps you open the door to the spiritual realm. It allows your faith to work. And it brings your prayers to fruition, to completion. God's purpose. That's the reason this type of prayer is so important. We must come to a place, or at least we need to come to a place, where our spirit grasps that reality of God's will in your life. So you can truly appropriate. That means you can have it. At least by faith, the promises of God. What chapter 8 of Romans is all talking about. Praying in the Spirit accomplishes the will and purpose of God that in other ways cannot be accomplished. Don't ever minimize this idea of the Holy Spirit praying for you, interceding for you. Let's maximize it in our lives. You know, they say in the drive-thru, do you want to supersize that? Well, we want to say to God, hey, supersize my dependence on the Holy Spirit praying for me. Help me pray. Holy Spirit, help me pray today and in the days ahead. Remember, I told you we're already blessed. We're so blessed. We have the written Word of God. No other generation before us has it like we have. We have the Spirit of God living in us to help us. And folks, that Spirit and this Word will always be in agreement. So, let us get spiritual understanding of God's will and God's purpose for our lives. And you do that in two ways. Through this Word, and through the spiritual revelation of the Holy Spirit living in you. And how do you find that? Down on your knees. Down on your knees in prayer. And when you get that, you're going to have that spiritual release, that peace that we were talking about. And folks, that's the who, what, when, and where of intercessory prayer. What a blessing we have from our Lord Jesus Christ to say, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send a comforter. And he did. And he did. And he lives in you that believe. Amen? Intercessory prayer. Don't neglect that side of your prayer life. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to start something new today. I'm going to be able to come down and be in the altar with you. And if you need to come for prayer, I'll be here to pray with you. And we got Peggy going to play the invitations for us, our closing hymns. Peggy, so glad you're willing to do that for us. Let's stand.
If my people,
which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray.
If my people,
which are called
this morning in prayer and thanksgiving that you have blessed us so much. But one of those great blessings is the ability to come to you, to speak with you, to have conversation with you in prayer. Lord, we know prayer changes things. Guide us, direct us, lead us, Lord, in your way. Through the power of your Holy Spirit that lives within us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for coming. May God bless you this week.